بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. الله عز وجل سيد القرآن العظيم: قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون. Looking at those qualities or self-reformation, we looked at the important quality of taqwa, staying away from sin of all kinds. We looked at them of making an effort on the heart, guarding the tongue. And here, today we look at something mentioned in the Quran Azim, as well as numerous ahadith, the guarding of the eye, lowering the gaze from looking at haram, for a male to look at anyone other than one's wife and those who are maharim, one who it is not permissible to marry. Similarly, for a female, the opposite, other than husband and maharim, the gaze should be lowered. Allah Ta'ala says separately for male as well as female, saying that low, so to the believing males in a different ayah to the females, that they lower the gaze and guard the chastity, guard their private parts. So the first stage that takes towards it, therefore Allah Ta'ala says, do not even go close to zina. All the means that lead to it along the way are prohibited, being in seclusion, male and female, shaitan is always the third. Similarly, lowering the gaze, the various injunctions of hijab, of not entering a home without taking permission, etc. So as far as the gaze is concerned, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, النَّذَرَةُ سَهَمَةٌ مِّن سِحَابِ إِمْلِيسِ مَسْمُومٌ, that the wrongful gaze cast is from amongst the poisoned arrows of Iblis, of Shaitan. So like an arrow that has poison in it, when it is shot to a person, then harm will come. When it penetrates, it will cause injury. And when it's got poison, that poison will get into the bloodstream, can be fatal, can cause other forms of harm. So the wrongful gaze, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, is a poisoned arrow from the arrows of Iblis and Shaitan, poisonous, detrimental to a person's iman. On the other hand, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages that person naturally who is tempted to look towards haram, and here one is openly in live, but those type of things not permissible to look at in the cell phone, in social media, pornography, looking at the picture of any female. For a male, one has not permitted to look at it. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the one who is tempted to look towards haram and then lowers the gaze only because of the fear of Allah, that my Allah is watching me, knowing that Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. Allah Ta'ala knows all that the eyes breach as far as trust is concerned, the wrongful gaze, the furtive gaze that is cast. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that person who lowers the gaze, Allah Ta'ala says, only out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, for no other reason, not because of what will people say, knowing that my Allah is watching me, I do not want to disobey him and utilize this great ni'mah of the eyesight in what he has prohibited from. And out of the fear of Allah Ta'ala, makhafati, he lowers his gaze. A great promise Allah Ta'ala gives in this hadith Qudsi, abdaltuhu imanan yajidu halawatahu fi qalbi. I will give that person the sweetness of iman in lieu of having lowered the gaze from haram. I will replace that with the sweetness of iman, that he will actually taste the sweetness of it in his heart. And sweetness of iman, when a person is blessed with that, then one enjoys tilawat. One naturally derives great pleasure from dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. One derives pleasure in serving one's parents. One derives pleasure in staying away from haram for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So that halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman, is such a great gift. So we make this effort to lower the gaze. Again, the guidance of the pious elders to sit in the company with us near, that our islah and reformation takes place. To think at all times that Allah Ta'ala is watching me. When one is tempted to cast the gaze towards haram, to think about the harmful effects, the poisonous effects on iman, and to think that even this action of mine's looking towards haram is being written by the angels. Allah Ta'ala is aware of it, and I will have to give accountability for it on the day of Qiyamah. And when we make this effort, similarly, in salah, we look at different places in the different postures. In the standing posture, we look at the place of sajda. In ruku', we look towards the feet. Similarly, in the sitting posture, we look into the lap. In sajda, we look to the nose. And we do it with this niyat. This is where Allah Ta'ala has commanded me to look at in salah. So by doing this and practicing the gaze in all of these places, through the blessings of that, Allah Ta'ala enables me to protect it from looking at haram. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq inshallah. And one great means is to bring alive dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, because that creates that awareness and consciousness that Allah Ta'ala is watching me at all times. We read the words, Subhanallahi wa bihamdih. Now this is the tasbih and tahmid with which all of the creation remember Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam told his sons to read these words abundantly. Through the blessings of these words, Allah Ta'ala gives rizq to his creation. Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, Subhanallahi wa bihamdi, Subhanallahi wa bihamdi. To recite the kalima tayyiba. When this kalima is recited with all sincerity of heart, truthfulness and sincerity of heart, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala, and then a person obviously dies on faith on this kalima, Allah ta'ala makes the fire of Jahannam haram upon that person. So let us read sidqan min qalbina, with total sincerity, truthfulness, only for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, with this hope that we are able to recite it before death. This great hope that it is this kalima when recited with sincerity will be a barrier, will be a protection from Jahannam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. After istighfar and tawbah, one of our sins, but with full yaqeen and conviction that when we turn repentant, Allah Ta'ala is ghaffar, ghafoor, rahman, rahim, abundantly forgiving, extremely, perpetually, intensely merciful. So we take from those treasures of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and His mercy while we have the opportunity. In the Akhirah, in the depths of Jahannam, the kuffar will beg to come back and just do one good deed, just go once and beg for forgiveness, whereas we have that great chance now. The one who does abundant istighfar, Allah Ta'ala removes anxieties and worries. Allah Ta'ala makes a way out of difficult situations. Allah Ta'ala gives rizq from avenues and means that one never thought could be the means of rizq coming to me. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Durood Sharif, as we know, the famous reward of 10 good deeds, etc. When one reads the Durood, there is also a separate reward equivalent to Qirat. Now, Qirat is a weight equivalent to Mount Uhud in reward for just one Durood Sharif. So we recite abundantly how many Qirats a person will have. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-falfa marra. Ponder and reflect upon death for a few moments. The angels of death come to a person who was a believer and obedient to Allah Ta'ala. They come in the most beautiful and handsome appearances. Israel alayhi salam, Malakul Maud, the angel of death, and with him many, many others for assistance. They come in the most beautiful appearances. For the ruh that's going to be taken out, they bring a kafan from the kafans of Jannah and the fragrances of Jannah. And they congratulate that person in the dying moments. Indeed, you have been successful. Now come out, and like very lovingly will stroke that person for that ruh to come out. And it comes out like a piece of hair is taken out of flower. It is congratulated that ruh wants to come out and meet Allah Ta'ala and start to enjoy the favors of Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, a person was a sinful one, a disbeliever. They come in the most horrendous form and appearance, striking that person, reprimanding, chastising, that the soul clings to every nook and corner in the body, and therefore it is wrenched out, causing great pain, like a silken piece of cloth that is wrenched over a thorny bush. When it comes out, it has a stench. The angels reprimand it. When we are put into the qabr, and the last people's steps are already moving away, can still be heard. Already Allah Ta'ala commands the two angels, Munkar and Nakir. They make the person sit up and ask the three famous questions: Man Rabbuk, who is your Lord? Wama Deenuk, what was your way of life, your deen? And a question regarding Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we take our time every day pondering these and other aspects of death. اللهم بارك لي في الموت وفيما بعد الموت الله تعالى grant us قبولية and acceptance إن شاء الله make a gathering a source of happiness on the day of Qiyamah. As Allah has united us here, unite us in Jannah, inshallah. No, no, no.